You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. Hey, I just want to take this time once again. We're approaching our 120th broadcast, and as you know, like I said, we had one of our partners pay for 120 broadcasts and things, and now we're not gonna stop until we finished off this particular subject. But in the event that we do stop, I just wanted to say thank you for the honor, seriously, of having ministered to you. Whether you watch it online or whether you listen to it on your car, thank you so much. Now we believe we're gonna be able to continue on. We believe that the Lord's moving on our behalf. But just know that we do count it an honor to be able to minister to you. Now, if you noticed, if you're watching, my surroundings are different. Maybe even you might be able to tell the difference even with listening to it. I'm currently in Lima, Peru. One of our messages evidently went blank or something went wrong, and so we're having to reshoot it. They needed it in emergency, and so I had to shoot it here. And so we just finished with a great ministers conference in Tacna, Peru. We went up there and we're ministering to ministers. There was a lot of miracles. Thank you again, partners, for making that possible. You know, when you become a partner with this ministry, you literally change lives all over the world. And so thank you. There was a couple different nations at this ministers conference, and you guys made it possible because it costs a lot of money to come down here. And so now, once again, we've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, okay? And that it's not enough just to know about it, but you have to believe it. And remember, just like Paul said, sometimes you hear these things and they sound too good to be true. Because they are too good to be true, but they're still true. That's what gospel means, the too good to be true news. But I'm telling you, God does love you like this and more. The truth of the matter is no matter how many scriptures I read on the love of God, it wouldn't even come close to adequately describing how much he loves you and how much he gave for you. That's how much he values you. Now, I'm saying that, but you still need to hear the scriptures. You still need to get established. And you still, like Paul said, I am fully persuaded. But he had to be persuaded. So I'm strongly encouraging you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and you can get a free daily devotional, a show up every day to help you get rooted and grounded in this. It takes about 90 seconds to read. Plus, all of these messages are there because you need to, even if you've heard them all, you need to go back and listen to them over and over and get established in them. You remember what Paul said? He said, for me to say these same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safety. We believe it's safety in hearing the word over and over again, and that's why our partners make it possible for you to have that absolutely free. So, remember, we kind of ended up here in Psalm 118 in verse 5. 118 verse 5. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Now, notice here, you know, one of the things I've noticed about problems is it tries to make you feel like you've been shoved in a box and they're squeezing the lid down on you. And the Lord addresses that. He says, listen, I'm going to set you in a broad place. You don't have to. You might be under pressure, but you don't have to feel the pressure. You can be in fact, I wouldn't get under the pressure. I'd get over it because you are not an undergoer. You are an overcomer. Now, and again, a lot of times people think that just because they serve God, that and if God is love, why do we have problems? Well, because there's a devil and because there's an earth and there's other people. And remember that the 23rd Psalm says that I set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He never says you're not going to have enemies. He says, but even in the midst of your enemies, I will take care of you. I will preserve you. I will set you in a broad place. Okay? So the Lord, I set you in a broad place. He says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. I love this thing about the Lord that he doesn't just say, don't fear. He gives you a reason not to fear. I like in Isaiah 41:10, probably one of my favorite passages of Scripture. Fear not, for I am with you. Okay, what does he tell you? Don't be afraid. And then he tells you why you shouldn't be afraid, because he is with you. He loves you. He wants to help you. And here, he says, the Lord is on my side. That's the reason I'm not going to fear. Now, here's the thing. Do you believe the Lord is on your side? So many people, like I said before, they try to say, well, you need to be on the Lord's side. You know what? I agree you ought to do things his way. I do. But you do need to get established that the Lord is on your side. Because, you know, when the fight starts, you don't need to be taking a tally of who's with who, right? Because that can be, you can have your beans beat out in that little bit of time. So what do? Start off knowing whatever your life challenge, it doesn't matter whether it's cancer, it doesn't matter whether it's any sort of sickness and disease, poverty, financial, it doesn't matter what it is. If you're having any sort of challenge, you need to look at this and realize the Lord is on your side. And just to be clear, the Lord being on your side automatically tells you he didn't give you the sickness and disease, because somebody that's on your side is not there to harm you. They're there to help you. And sickness and disease is a curse, and it's always a curse. Oh, no, brother, you can't say that, just because in your finite mind, you can't see where sickness is a blessing. He is God and he's omnipotent. Hey, you with your finite mind, I'm not the one that said it was a curse. He did. Deuteronomy 28, he lists a bunch of sicknesses and disease, and just as a catch-all, but down at either verse in between 60 and 66, he says this. He says, in every sickness and every disease is under this curse of the law. I'm not the one that said sickness and disease was a curse. Jesus did in his word. Not only that, it says that Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. But why? Because the devil oppresses people, but Jesus sets them free. That is true. Not only that, I'll tell you this, I've said it before, I'll say it again, you better get your doctrine from Jesus. And until you can show me a day that Jesus walked up to a person in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and gave them a sickness and disease and said, here you go, Father wanted you to have this, then I'm not buying in to your doctrine of devils that says Jesus makes people sick. Now, I hope that's clear enough. So, the Lord is on your side. He's going to help you. Now, does that mean that the Lord would never correct you, or the Lord won't tell you you're wrong, or the Lord won't tell you you're in sin? No. If you're in a burning building, he's going to shout fire. Okay? Because he loves you. And if he sees you doing something wrong, so he's in love with you. He's on your side. He doesn't want you to do things that hurt you and to destroy you. That's not what he desires for you. Anytime you see a don't in Scripture, it's not trying to take away your fun. It's trying to take you to a better life, because he's on your side and he wants to help you. That's it. Now notice here, though, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. Notice this is an act of your will. You have to make the decision. Because the Lord is on my side, I make the choice not to fear. Even last night, we were presented with a challenge. My wife had a challenge back at our home, back in the States. She calls me, and we went before the Lord, and after it was over, did I have thoughts of fear come to me? Yes. Yes, I did. But I answered those thoughts and say, no, you listen to me. You are not from God. The Lord is on my side. He perfects that which concerns me. I refuse to fear. I will not fear. But walking by faith doesn't mean you never have a fearful thought. It means when those fearful thoughts come up, you answer, you bring every thought to the captivity of Christ and to your knowledge of him. And your knowledge of him says, I have nothing to fear because he is on my side. And therefore, so yeah, I'm down here, she's up there, there's a challenge. And what am I doing? I'm answering those thoughts. I'm answering those challenges to my faith. No, I'm not getting in fear. I will not fear. And I have a reason not to fear, because God is on my side. Then he asked the question, what can man do to me? Great question. Who's bigger than God? What's bigger than God? And people say, well, all the time, well, yeah, but there's plenty of Christians that might have died, that could have died. And so you know that, right? Because there's Christians that have died, and this is still true. Yes, but did they believe he was on his side? Were they sitting there like the psalmist was, looking at their problem, saying, I will not fear? What can man do to me? Listen, I've known a lot of people that died, and unfortunately, too often, they were not looking there laying hold of the promise of God. They weren't sitting there looking and laying hold of what God had done for them. I'm telling you, God is on your side. What can you fear? Now, why is he on your side? He's completely in love with you. He was so on your side, he sent Jesus. So on your side that even when you were his enemy, he loved you and died for you. That's how far of a side he's on. What's he going to withhold from you now? Come on now. He is on your side. He wants to help you. What can man do to you? Nothing's bigger than God. What, you don't have to fear. You can tell people the truth because nothing's bigger than God. You can do the right thing because nothing's bigger than God. You can stand up to when sin is present or when challenges come and things try to pull you off course and get you to do things that you know are wrong. You can stop and say, no. I'm not doing that. Oh, yeah, but you'll pay a price. No, I won't. Because maybe I'll end up like Joseph. You might throw me in a hole. I might end up a slave for a while. I might even end up in prison. But let me tell you what's going to happen next. Then I'll be ruling over the entire domain. Because nothing man can do to me will ever succeed. God will deliver me. God will help me. God will preserve me. Why? Because he's on your side. He's in love with you. So it's time to answer your fears and say, no, I don't believe you're going to kill me, cancer, because I will not fear you. Why? Because God is on my side, and God is going to help me, and God is going to teach me. Debts, I'm not going to fear, because God is on my side. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome to know that God loves you that much? Stay tuned for these important announcements. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. Listen closely.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games,